Blog Talk Radio.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room.
Thank you. princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren.
In the Christian tradition, based on Acts 1:13, the upper room was said to be the site of the Last Supper, i.e., the cenacle. But it was not the upper room found in Mark 14:15 and Luke 22:12 is the site of the Last Supper. However, the upper room in Zion, Acts 1:13, located on Mount Zion, in the city of Dawid, was the usual place where the apostles of Adonai Baruch stayed in Jerusalem. And according to the Rastafari Encyclopedia, based upon Acts 2:42, as it is written, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayers. It was thus the first church of the Nazarene. Our black master and savior, Jesus Christ, and said by many to be the first Christian church. Christian church. Christian church.
And I say, this is Rat Bread, Mr. the Confuser, confusing the Babylon.
I'm leaving out of Babylon, straight to Mount Zion and the Starliner. With stops in Nigeria, Gambia, Ghana, Zimbabwe, South Africa, Senegal, Guinea, Uganda, Chad, Togo, hey! Final destination is Ethiopia.
Come on! Tell us the future, I tried up on a rescue mission, you said. Ethiopia is my destination.
Yeah, yeah.
Hold it, hold it!
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room.
And it shall be that if you heed all these commandments, I decree these words I tell you right and straight upon your doorpost and your gate. And it shall be that if you heed all these commandments, I
decree. Elevated my chakra, Rumalak. We're living in the last days, Jenna James Ways. We had a right president, he was representing gays. Barack Obama didn't come from this into the slaves. Now how the fuck do we know how a nigga is raised? Man, you're better off hearing the praise. Yeah, remember the age of the days. Yeah. Too many people think about their money, man. They need to think about the promise of the Holy Land. The covenant, Rastafari loving it. It's subliminal, left for the remnant. Call a criminal, death seems imminent. Life's 360, how you spinning it?
These words I tell you right and straight upon your doorpost and your gate. And it shall be that if you heed all these commandments, I decree. These words I tell you right and straight upon your doorpost and your gate. And it shall be that if you heed all these commandments, I decree these words I tell you right and straight upon your doorpost and your gate. And it shall be that if you heed all these commandments, I decree these words I tell you right and straight upon your doorpost and your gate. And it shall be that if you heed all these commandments, I decree.
We're making decisions on situations that were given. Divisions on how we live it seem to be a big decision. Currently on the mission with precision. Yeshua is risen. Free your mind from this prison. Kind of a radical. Comes to keeping a sabbatical. What them not learn, go back to school. When the cup run over, that means it's full. Even though I'm in the land of the foreigner, I'm a foreigner. Death to Babylon, cut the coroner. Here, all the righteous shall prevail. The lower level of intelligence is real hell. Trying to handle these scriptures like it's real frail. Trying to get you to feel me like this shit's frail. Coming from the lion of Judah to Israel. Pass that green in the air, that shit smells.
And it shall be that if you heed all these commandments, I decree these words I tell you right and straight upon your doorpost and your gate. And it shall be that if you heed all these commandments, I decree these
אנוכי אדוני אלוהיך, לא יהיה לך אלוהים אחרים על פניי. לא תישא את שם אדוני אלוהיך לשווא. זכור את יום השבת לקדשו. כבד את אביך ואת אמך, לא תרצח, לא תנאף, לא תגנוב, לא תענה ורעך עד שקר, לא תחמוד בית רעך.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments of the Ten Commandments. Elaborate on and elaborate.
Anochi Adonai Elohecha, lo yiyeh lecha Elohim acherim al panai. Lo tisa et shem Adonai Elohecha lashav. זכור את יום השבת לקדשו, כבד את אביך ואת אמך, לא תרצח, לא תנאף, לא תגנוב, לא תענה ורעך עד שקר, לא תחמוד בית רעך.
So I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity. And I'm always Haile Selassie.
My name ready.
Psalm 81. Mizmor pe alef lam natzeh al hagitit le asaf.
Sing aloud unto God our strength. Uzenu.
Harninu l'Elohim uzenu.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. God of Jacob.
L'Elohe Yaakov. Hari'u l'Elohe Yaakov. L'Elohe Yaakov.
Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways! I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. But their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied,
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Of interesting note, we notice here in the Ethiopic is Mizmor Samanya. Not only is the subscription or title different here, Psalm 80 in the Guz, keeping the ancient numbering, is Psalm 80. Our evening psalm for Thursday, the fifth day, which is 81 in the Western Bible. So therefore, we remind ones like Mama did, say, double up on the psalm, especially from Psalm 9 and 10 to Psalm like 46, 47, all the psalms between there. For our daily and daily psalms, it's good to double up on the daily psalms. But here for the evening psalm 81, we notice in verse 9 right here, Amharic reads, okay, here we go, verse 9. Now the Gutters reads this right here. Let's get the verse, because the Gutters doesn't have a numbering, so we have to locate the verse. It's right here. It reads, Ms. Samaikani Ia Yikawanaka Amlaka Gibbet Where E Tisagid Le Amlak Nakir. Right? Now the Hebrew, the Masoretic Hebrew, is found as verse 10, because they count the subscription as a verse. So some places there's maybe an off numbering, so it's verse 10 here. In the Hebrew it says Lo Yihye Bika El Zar Velo or Wello Tishtaho Le El Nekar. So now in the King James it says, there shall no strange God be in thee. Right? There shall no strange God. Lo Yihye Bika El Zar. Bamarinya from the Book of the Seven Seals, Met of Kedus Antesa Bitisemai, Leila Amlak, I hon lehim. Leila Amlak, I hon lehim. In the Gutters, Imes Samai Kani, Ia Yikawanaka Amlaka Gibbet. Right? Now we're gonna focus on the B part of the verse right here, but you notice that both will have strange in the King James. They shall know strange, no zor, el, right, be in thee. Neither shalt thou worship any strange, any nakar god, right? But the King James will translate both of them strange. So the first strange, zor, is the H 21:14. For the first strange, zor, right, or zawar, zor means to turn aside, especially like for lodging, hence to be a foreigner, strange, or profane, specifically as an active participle is to commit adultery. And it's usually used to like come from another man, come from another place. It was this fanner, go away, strange thing, a strange woman, a stranger, right? It's strange in that sense, but the word is zor, right? Zor, El. And it uses El, like the Chayil in the Hebrew, power, the root of, you could say, God or Elohim, which is in more of the plural sense, or for us, Aha Elohim, in the triune sense, Selassie. But here, it says, no strange, Lo Yihye Bika El Zar. Right? Now, the B part of the verse, where it says, Velo or Wello, Tishtaho, right? Le El Nekar. We notice, we're just looking over after going through the Midrash on Psalm 81, the title, the word Gittith and Asaf especially, going to the full of full, that we was in a kind of an agitation because of how, like, the last couple of verses of the Psalm, it's very interesting to say the least, but at least to begin to say something, that there's a context. Right, there's a context. It says from verse 8 and 9, Hear, O my people, and I will admonish thee, O Israel, if thou wouldest hearken to me, if thou wouldest hearken, imes sama'i keni, antes bitis sama'i, right, if you would listen, if you would hear, if you would feel me, right, he says, Hear, O my people, and I would admonish thee. Then he says, next, there shall no strange, no zor el, be in thee, bika, literally, in you as a single man, male, speaking to you, male, bika, ante, right? It's speaking not to all of Israel, but particularly to the male of Israel. Now, or as a single man, all as a single man. Right? Now, this is interesting because think about the golden calf and the males involved in that right there. But it's also interesting in the sense that it's speaking to Israel, right, as a singular person, right, as a singular person, and even the use of God in the Hebrew is not Elohim, Elohai, or any of the other Eloah that could be used, but it's at the root, right? And first it says, there should no strange. Now, the Hebrew, in a sense, has a little better, the Targum in the Hebrew, Tehillim, is a little more clearer, the translation, there shall no strange God be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any foreign God. But here's why I'm doing this right here as a note on the record, that both the Hebrew and the Ge'ez have the same word in the second part of verse 9, King James Version, verse 10, the Hebrew version. So in the ninth verse where it says, where itisgid lamlak nakir, we have in the Hebrew, it says, welo tishtacho, right, to say to worship, tishtacho le'el, for or to an el nekar. El Nekar, right? So we have El Zor, right? El Zor, there should be no El Zor in you, and not to worship any El Nekar. Or Bamarinya, it says, where I tisagid le amlak nekir. So we have nekir, nekar in the vowels, but we have the very same word. And this happens more often than one can, you know, probably think on the surface, imagine. But when I came across it, I was like, wow, ain't that something? It's in the second verse. Then I remember, I said, well, what does Amharic? Amharic has Layla, right? Layla actually can have, you know, it's the same word, but you can be implying two different aspects of the word, which in a translation would appear as KJV. So here KJV, you know, agrees, right, with His Majesty, or His Majesty agreed with KJV, where it has strange. Because when you start to get into, well, what is the difference between a El Zar, right? El Zar and a Nekar, right? Now, Nekar means foreign, or concretely a foreigner, or abstractly heathendom. That's what it says here in the Macclesfield's and Hans Strong's Hebrew Dictionary for the H5236, right? Heathendom, right? Heathendom, or, you know, worship the dumb shit that heathens do, right? Nekar, right? Now, when you go a little bit deeper into Nekar, it means there's two main meanings. The first entry is to scrutinize, in a sense of to look intently at something. The second, it says, hence, with recognition implied, to acknowledge, be acquainted with, care for, respect, revere, or with suspicion implied, right? So when you imply recognition, it can mean to acknowledge, be acquainted with, care for, respect, revere. Or when suspicion is implied, it means to disregard, to ignore, to be strange toward, to reject, to resign, to dissimulate, as if ignorant or disowning, right? As if ignorant or disowning. It's kind of interesting, this thing that we was watching, what is this thing called again? Hell on Wheels, about the 1860s after the Civil War and the building of the Transcontinental Railroad. And there's that whole thing about the preacher. They have that guy, the preacher, in there, and how they had, like, the Indian, the American, Native American, who gave up and he rejected his family and his tribe, his traditions, and he tried to, you know, be a European, a Goyim Christian. He tried to be like a Goy Christian and everything like that because, you know, they were preaching to him Jesus and everything, so he tried to live this way. And then after, I guess, some episodes, as you get deep into the season, he begins to, spoiler alert, he begins to, you know, reject that. And he said, listen, since I became a Christian, I'm paraphrasing, not literally what he said, but he said, listen, since I became a Christian, you know, like I murdered, I killed, I lied, I dishonored my father, I did all. And he's saying to that, you know, the crazy preachers, the preacher, that Goy preacher's crazy Goy daughter, right? He says, you know, like, I had enough of this. Like, what kind of thing is this? You know, in the sense of what he was worshiping, right, is a good example of the El Nekar.
you know, that goy Jesus, you know, that soy, that goy Jesus is that El Nicar. It's so hypocritical. Like how when the same strange preacher's daughter is like the other guy that likes her or whatever, and he's going through all of this to, you know, help her out, do this, do that, and he's even willing to deny he's a Catholic, but he's willing to deny all that to become part of this woman's church, who she even got nobody, there's nobody in a church and nothing like that. You know, it's always like, she's always building, so there's nobody there. You don't really hear her one time preach anything, and she looked really confused and stuff and like that, you know, she's like really confused looking and stuff like that. But, you know, she's young or youngish looking. And, of course, men, you know, people we project onto, you know, and look at a piece of shit and it look like fudge. You know what I mean? The mind can do that. You know what I mean? Doesn't make it right. But, you know, it's just part of how this mental, psychological software, how it works. You know, but that whole idea about the Nekar, it was like the Nekar, Nekar. You know, now this is the prime root, so they don't go any deeper than this, but they give this word Nakar, which is the H5234, the second part of Psalm 81 and 9 about the strange God, the El Nekar, right? It says that this word Nakar is sometimes translated as acknowledge, deliver, discern, dissemble, estrange, feign. It says feign self to be another. Wow, there we go. That's good right there, where in some places, right, where the word, to get a good idea of a particular word, like its context, I like to look at the KJV, like how it's been translated elsewhere. So you look at what the root from the best of the Hebrew, you know, Afro-Shemitic kind of recovery, what it gives you. And then you look at how the translators, even before King James published his authorized, like Tyndale and Wyclef and others, you know, you start to see how the word is used, and then you can kind of get a kind of a, like a full 411. So to get the 411, I like that, the 411 of the Hebrew word, this strange, the second, the B part of the verse, where it says, neither shalt thou worship, right, any strange god. Now notice what it's saying. It's saying, there shall no El Zor be in you, Bika, right, be in you, exist, like live in you. In fact, in the Hebrew, it actually implies that sense, lo, no, yihyeh. Yihyeh, to be like yeh, yah, yihyeh, right? There shall no yihyeh, right? It's like no be, like not to be. Almost like when we say bamarinya, when we say in the Amharic, we say I hon lehim, lo yihyeh, bika. So it's actually be these three words almost as one word. Lo yihyeh bika, lo yihyeh bika, like not live in you male. Now, when you recognize the mysteries, right? The mystery of Christ. It says to the disciples, show the mystery of the kingdom of heaven. In the kingdom of heaven sense, in a spiritual sense, the bika there, saying in you male, would be saying to all of us, in Christ, not in our spirit. It should not be in our spirit. Because if it said it in a sense of to she, in the mystery school of Christ, referring to our soul, it would be like it should not be in our soul, in our thought, our feeling, or our emotions. While here it is speaking to you male when he says to Israel in the male sense. So at the first level, at the Peshat, the plain reading, he was talking to all of the males of Israel, especially to us as a mandem, to whom more is given, more is required. But it's speaking to all of us, not as you all male, but as all of us as one man. It's almost like when his majesty is asked what makes him want to follow Jesus Christos, how Jesus Christos is that template. So he's that template. So you can see how, as we get into the real 411 in the word, it's nothing strange that he is our example. You know, as Israel was to be an example too. You know, if she, you know, well, I say if he heard, you know, because the spirit is what really informs the soul. Whether your soul is wedded to the true bridegroom, you know, the Holy Spirit, the spirit of truth, Christ, in the spirit with that veil going, or if your soul is with Baalim, with strange, is fornicating, with different spirits, with the fallen spirits, the spirits of the world, the world, flesh, and devil, a different kind of spirit. What we say is the evil spirit, the Kafu Manafis. You know what I mean? That's why the word for there shall no strange God be in you, the 21:14, the Hebrew 21:14, means Zor. Zor means to turn aside, especially for lodging. That's why when they talk about the Shekinah, right, as they try to say the Shekinah is the glory of God instead of the Sekeniah, You know, they turn it from male to female, almost like what happened in the Gennet to Eden. You know, when you have a woman dwelling, like a Seyt Edari, is what they turn to. They turn to Babylon. They turn to the whore. That's why she's called a whore, a Seyt Edari. It's not about the Seyt Edari, right? It's about his Mishkan, him, Jah dwelling, and his dwelling, and him being in the midst. That's why it says, there shall no strange God. Hence, it means a foreigner, strange, profane, because they were the ones that partook place in this adulteration. The other nations compared to Israel were whores. And so when we're not speaking about their physical practice only, or we're not talking about that, we're looking at it from the spiritual sense of their practice. So yes, they might have certain things that sound similar to us, but it's like the rewards of a whore. You know what I mean? They didn't have a covenant, but now Israel, who had this covenant, then turns aside. That's why when Israel's rebuked for breaking the covenant, you'll notice that many times she's spoken to as a she, because now it's speaking about the soul of the people, right? But still, the responsibility is upon the male, both the male in the outer sense, right, but also the male in the inner sense, the spiritual sense, being that true bridegroom of the soul, of the feelings, thoughts, emotions. So when you look at this word and you see the connection with the adultery, and when it's talking about a strange woman, right, there is that plain reading in the natural sense, or in the goy, in the Gentile, the natural sense, the plain sense. But then there's the inner sense coming from the exterior of exteriors to the innermost of the innocence, right? There's that inner sense that's often missed right here. Because now the note, just on this right here, the note is that the teaching of the second word, the second of the Aseret HaDevarim, the 10 words, or the second commandment, right, the corollary, this is what they call in law, you know, in that sense, a corollary of the great historical fact enshrined in the first commandment. So this kind of goes along with that particular idea in the 10 words, the first command, that thou shalt have no, you know, other gods, you know, before me or in my face. But now notice what the Psalm here, 81 and 9, says. It says, there shall no strange God be in thee. So if you're standing before his face, I'm worshiping, and you have this. So there's a sense of you going out overtly and worshiping false gods in the outer way, which is demonstrable and noticeable to everyone. But then there's the inner way. There's two truths, the Urim and Thummim. There's the two truths. There's the outer sense, right? Like somebody building an idol and bowing down. Oh, you made me. You're my creator. You know, but then they can have it in the more rekik, in the more subtle, right? In the more refined sense, it is in there. So when John, it's like, for example, Oprah Winfrey, right? Oprah Winfrey, right? Oprah, right? Oprah of Book of Ruth. Like when she said that, she was in a Baptist church one day, and the preacher said about how God is a jealous God, and she was like, jealous? Why would he be jealous of me? And she lost everything that day. That's her testimony. This is where she went away, you know, from the so-called faith, the old-time religion, all that, that, you know, when she heard that God, right, Elohim is a jealous God, she thought that Elohim is jealous of her. See, that shows that she had, in her spirit, right, she had turned aside, Zor, right, she turned aside. So it says, first, there shall be no strange God in you, speaking of the inner, right, for you. In the Hebrew is Bika, in you. In the Amharic, it is like for you, or to you, in that sense, in the, let's go right here. Now the good is kind of interesting right here. Iyekowinneke, right? Now, I didn't go into the gibbet. I want to look at gibbet, or gibbet. It's a good is word, but we notice here in the second verse, the nekir. The good is le'amlak nekir, the Hebrew, el nekir. Right, there should be no El Nakir. Right, there should be no El Nakir. No power of the power of Zor. Right, the adulteration in that sense. Right, and then you have the this other one right here, the Nakir. Right, the Nakir. So it says feigning self to be another. That is interesting. I think that really helps us to really see a little clearer. It says, "Thou shalt neither shalt thou worship." Right, the God that feigns itself to be another. right? To know, take knowledge, notice, receive, regard, have respect, behave, self, make self, or behave self strangely. Now, what we're going to seek to do right here, because it's Nakar, we're following a Hebrew study right here. Later on, we'll seek to see if we can discern it in the Ethiopic. But we do see that in the same verse is the same word, right? Is the same, and this is a rare word kind of use. Like, if you think about it. Now, we have this in two places as Fain. Okay, 1 Kings 14 and 5. And Yahweh said to Ahijah, or Ahijah, behold, the wife of Jeroboam, boom, look, we've been talking about Jeroboam, right? The wife of Jeroboam cometh to ask a thing of thee for her son, for he is sick. Thus and thus, like this shalt thou say to her. For it shall be when she cometh in that she shall feign herself to be another woman. She shall nakar. Nakir, she shall nakar, she shall feign herself, right, to be somebody that she's not. Now remember, Jeroboam was the one who set up the two calves, the golden calves that we've been talking about, right, the Jeroboam, and how MLK and Obama are likened or can be likened to these two golden calves, one place in the church, one place in, we could say, the government, you know, one place in Bethel and one place in Dan or in judgment, one in the house of God, MLK, and one in the government. Or where these two calves are, right? Especially among the lost black and brown sheep in the house of Israel. Either the church, the religious thing, like the MLK, or the prosperity pastors, these lost sheep, right? And shepherds, right? And idol shepherds. And then we have Don, where it's government, like getting into government or justice or the legal system. Don also referring to the legal system. These are the two big calves, by extension, to these two areas where the lost, where the lost black sheep of the house of Israel, lost found ethnic Israel is. Now, Jeroboam, he's the one that built these two golden calves, because we were saying that there's no golden calf in this Exodus portion. It's a molten calf. In fact, that's the next video. You've got to put that up. It's not molten calf. Molten calf or golden calf, we're still meditating a good name for it. But, Jah will. But here, this now continues in the spirit of this. This is a revelation. In Psalm 81 and 9, we find in the second strange God verse, it's not the same as the first use of strange God in the same verse. So we have El Zor, Chayil Zor, and we have El or Chayil Nikar or Nakir. Now that word Nakir from Nikar, right, the root of it is said to mean one of them is to feign oneself to be someone else, trying to get to, well, what is it saying that thou shalt not worship? Right, thou shalt not worship. Shaha means to depress in the sense of to prostrate, especially reflexively in homage to royalty, you know, which means the bow, in homage to royalty or to Elohim, in homage to royalty, you know, or to Elohim, one shaha, right? One should not shaha, as it says, Welo tish taho le'el nekar. Right, and thou shalt not worship, shalt not prostrate, shalt not bow self down, shalt not crouch, shalt not fall down flat, shalt not humbly beseech, shalt not do, shalt not make obeisance, shalt not do reverence, shalt not make to stoop, and the last sense is shalt not worship. So to really overstand that, like atisugid, like thou shalt not, what is it? To reflect, in the reflexive sense, is homage to royalty or to God, to prostrate, to humble, to bow, right? Now, when Jeroboam's wife, here in 1 Kings 14 and 5, right, I was always wondering when we're going to get into Jeroboam, some of the kings, because there's some interesting different narratives and related stories, but not just to go from pillar to post, you know, as you are, like you're worshiping some unholy ghost, like, you know, but to grow in grace, you know? And the revelation is now showing us right here, the next part of this untangling, getting some justice and peace, you know, we're looking at Jeroboam's wife. There was a prophecy against Jeroboam because Jeroboam persisted in kufr. He persisted in evil, right? In fact, you know, initially, it's like John's about to bless Jeroboam, Right, almost reminds me of when we talked about with MLK, where he received a dinner invitation or something. I got to kind of go into and find out what the terms of that were, but he never followed up on it. Now, whether he rejected, whether he sought to diss, you know, the King of Kings, as it were, or what the actual terms of it, but that's interesting too. Right, so now after Solomon's death, we have the ascension of Rehoboam, and then we have the division of the kingdom. Israel gets divided. Then we have the accession of Jeroboam over Israel, you know. But then Jeroboam, he destroys the religious unity of the nation, where it says, this thing became a sin, for the people went to worship before the one, even to Dan. Right, and he made a house of high places and made priests of the lowest of people, which were not the sons of Levi. He made priests of the low-class people who were not sons of Levi. But when you look in chapter 12 of Kings, you will see how, you know, Jah promises to really bless him if he does the right thing. But, you know, people being who people are, so we see Jeroboam doing his own thing, which kind of also reminds me of MLK again. But now, here in chapter 14, there's a prophecy against Jeroboam that was partially fulfilled. But we get this word, this nekia, right? This word that's translated as strange or foreign, right? What really means to feign oneself, right? So thou shalt not worship any god that's pretending to be somebody that he's not. This is like the Caesar Borgias, you know, or like the Goyim Christianities. It's pretending to be something like in the Hell on Wheels, that series where the Indian was like, man, since I became a Christian, he's killed, he dishonest his father, he's lied, he's cheated, and all these evil things since he became a Goy Christian. But he just took it as, of course, you know. Oh, but anyway, this woman here, Jeroboam's wife, right, Jeroboam's wife, when we find the verse, let's scroll it over here. At the time, Abijah, the son of Jeroboam, fell sick. And Jeroboam said to his wife, right, arise, I pray thee, and disguise thyself, that thou should not, that thou be not known to be the wife of Jeroboam, and get thee to Shiloh. Behold, there is Ahijah the prophet. It's interesting, you have Abijah, his son, Abiyah, his son, and then you have Ahiyah, Ahiyah, John is my brother. You have the prophet, which told me that I should be king over this people. So that prophet that told him that he should be king over the 10 northern tribes. And take with thee 10 loaves and cracknels, crackers, cracknels, right? It says cracknels, and a cruse of honey, and go to him. And he shall tell thee what shall become of the child. And Jeroboam's wife did so. Now, this is interesting, too, because how it links with MLK, too. His wife getting involved in the, you know what I mean, in the hustle. You know what I mean? His wife getting involved in the politics and all of that as well, right, and going forward. So we have Jeroboam's wife now, right, doing as Jeroboam told her. She rose, she went to Shiloh, and she came to the house of Ahijah, right, or Ahijah, right? But Ahijah could not see, for his eyes were set by reason of his age, it says. His eyes were set by reason of his age. And Yahweh said to Ahijah, right, and John said to Ahijah, behold, look in sight. The wife of Jeroboam cometh to ask a thing of thee for her son, for he is sick. Thus and thus shalt thou say to her, for it shall be, when she cometh in, that she shall feign herself to be another woman. Verse 6, and it was so, when Ahijah heard the sound of her feet as she came in at the door, that he said, come in, thou wife of Jeroboam, why feignest thou thyself to be another? For I am sent to thee with heavy tidings. So she was doing that in the car, nekar thing. So I and I is not to worship, you know, any counterfeit. That's basically saying a counterfeit god. So the nekir, right, the Amlak Nekir is like a counterfeit god. Mm-hmm. It's like a false, we say a false god. Now, what further was said? It says, go tell Jeroboam, thus saith Yahweh, Elohai Israel, thus saith he who he be, the power of Israel, for as much as I exalted thee from among the people, and made thee prince over my people Israel, and rent the kingdom, rip the kingdom away from the house of David, and gave it thee. And yet thou hast not been as my servant David, as my servant David, who kept my commandments and who followed me with all his heart to do that only which was right in mine eyes, but hast done evil above all that were before thee. For thou hast gone and made thee other gods. Thou hast gone and made thee, you know, other gods. In fact, I'm curious about this now. I want to look into the Hebrew of this right here. Thou hast gone and made thee other gods. What verse are we in right here? It's down right here. Okay. Let's see what the Hebrew says right there. Because you get the English and, you know, the translators, some of them did well. But now we can do, you know, a little bit better and much better with the Holy Spirit and Spirit of Truth. Now, what is it right here? Okay, here we go. Thou hast made other gods. All right. Let's see what it says right here in the Hebrew. That is interesting. He says, vata or weta ase, and you made, weta ase lika, you made for yourself, Elohim, Aharim, you made for yourselves backward gods, or gods of the rear, or gods of the hinder part. You know, like asinine gods. You know, you look at the calves with the bullshit. It was the bullshit worship. You made, you know, but it literally is saying Elohim Aharim. Akarim. Elohim Akarim. No, we've been talking about, you know, the ass worship. It kind of links with that. In fact, the hinder parts, the back, you know, it means like khwala, like khwala, khwala, because ahar, akar, akhwala. It's the same, we could get into etymology there, but it means like afterwards. We find it when the Torah point, akari, the Torah, akari mote, and after death of the sons of Aaron, and that had went in presumptuously. So that's what the other guy, I just want to see what the Hebrew says, because the other guys, you don't seem like that, but now Elohim, Acharim, my gods of the rear, the backward gods, you know, or because what he's pointing to is like, at this time, you're going to go all the way back to Egypt into the wilderness. It's almost like you're in college now, but you're acting like a five-year-old. Seriously. You know, I mean, you really, you know, you're feigning yourself. You're doing that Nakir, you know, that Nakir, you know, that Nakir thing. So the root of the word, when it says like strange, this is a good example right here with the fact that Jeroboam's wife, Jeroboam, he who made the two, these other gods or the bulls, this bullshit worship, Israel's and black lost found sheep of the house of Israel and the civil rights and last 40-something years of the black church has come turned into the same thing, bullshit. His bullshit worship, just like Jeroboam had his bullshit worship right here. So he had made these, what it says right here, other gods, Elohim, Acharim, and molten images to provoke me to anger and has cast me behind thy back. In other words, treated he who be who he be as the devil. You know, we say the devil get behind me, all right? But instead he put John, he put he who be who he be, put Kedush Selassie, the true Elohim of Israel, you know, behind him. And this is the message now being given to Ahia, right, Achaia, or the prophet, to give to the wife of Jeroboam, who Jeroboam sent her to go in disguise to the prophet, who had, what does it say right here, who had told him that he would be. It was told me that I should be king, it says right here in the earlier part of this chapter. Therefore, behold, John continues, therefore, behold, I will bring evil upon the house of Jeroboam and will cut off from Jeroboam him that pisseth against the wall and him that is shut up and left in Israel and will take away the remnant of the house of Jeroboam as a man taketh away dung. Does a man take away what? As a man take away dookie. As a man take away shit. Right, that's what dung is. The man take away shit till it be all gone. You know, people say, oh, don't say shit. No, he said shit. That's what it meant. People understood that. It's like, what? What did Josh say? Josh said, well, he's going to take him away like he take away shit. Oh, man, that's some silly shit. You know, but that's what you get when you worship Elohim Acharim. right? The golden calves of, you know, then and worse yet now. But it says, him that dieth of Jeroboam in the city shall the dogs eat. Wow. And him that dieth in the field shall the fowls of the air eat. For he who be who he be hath spoken it. Arise thou therefore, get thee to thine house, and when thy feet enter into the city, the child shall die. And all Israel shall mourn for him and bury him, for he only of Jeroboam shall come to the grave, because in him there is found some good thing toward Yahweh Elohai Israel in the house of Jeroboam. That's an interesting point there too, because he actually came to the prophet because Abijah, the son of Jeroboam, was sick. Jeroboam sends his wife to the prophet, who told him that he would be king, to Ahijah. Now Ahijah is given this message to give to Jeroboam's fainting wife to take back to Jeroboam. And then he says that, go ahead, go as soon as you enter into your feet. He says, when thy feet enter into the city, the child shall die, and all Israel shall mourn for him and bury him, for he only of Jeroboam shall come to the grave, because in him there is found some good thing toward Yahweh Elohai Israel in the house of Jeroboam. So it's almost like the good die young. This is like a biblical case in the sense of, you know, Josiah saying that, come on, we say, oh man, he took his son, but the son, according to Eloheinu, was good. There was something good about him. And he said, well, at least he's going to have a grave. You know, the rest of these people, you know, they're going to be, the dog's going to eat them up, they're going to be in some dog's doo-doo. You know what I mean? The fowl of the air is going to be dropping out on people. It's going to be some doo-doo that is scattered all over. Almost like, it's like when the Egyptians talk about the worst punishment was not even just going to hell in that sense that some people think, but it was being wiped out of existence. It's almost like being wiped out of existence in that sense. A little bit here, these dogs and this animal that eat you, you're going to be over there, you're going to be in their belly, it's going to be over here, that's going to cause, you know, like the process is going to be fragmented, so to speak, you know, all over the place. But moreover, Yahweh shall, it says, Josh shall rise up a king over Israel who shall cut off the Beta Jeroboam that day. But what? Even now. And it says, but what? Question mark. Even now. Mm-hmm. For John shall smite Israel as a reed is shaken in the water, and he shall root up Israel out of this good land, this Tob, right, this good land which he gave to their fathers, to their patriarchs, and shall scatter them beyond the river, because they have made their groves, provoking Yahweh to anger. And he shall give Israel up because of the sins of Jeroboam. Look at that. Jeroboam was the leader that time. Now, if Jeroboam did that and that and that, and we know this whole thing, the civil rat race and king, does it explain why we see what we see and why the reality of the so-called present history in light of the prophecy is what it is? It says, because of the what? This will all happen because of the sins of Jeroboam, because Israel followed in that way. You know, people say, well, he did that. He's the king, but you should still know better at a certain point. Mm-hmm. It shows that his judgment was righteous, that the child, we don't know how old the child was. I don't see an indication of how old the child was. Perhaps we can go over that, but the child, there was some good in the child. Right? So it goes on to say that, and he shall give up Israel because of the sins of Jeroboam. What was the sin of Jeroboam? The golden calves, the one in the church and the one in the state, the one in Bethel and the one in Dan, who did sin and made Israel to sin, who did fuck up and caused Israel to fuck up. Right? And Jeroboam's wife arose and departed and came to Tirzah, also a very interesting name as it appears, where it appears, Tirzah. And when she came to the threshold of the door, the child died. And they buried him, and all Israel mourned for him according to the word, the Dibrei Yahweh, according to the word of Yahweh, which he spake by the hand of his servant. Interesting how the use of the word hand, by the hand, right, by the yad of his servant, Ahiyahu, right, the prophet. And then this is the last part of Jeroboam, and the rest of the acts of Jeroboam, how he warred and how he reigned, behold, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel. And the days which Jeroboam reigned were 22, right, we're at 22, right, and he slept
with his fathers, with the patriarchs. And Nadab, his son, reigned in his stead, or reigned instead of him. So we have Martin Luther King Jr., and then who came after him? Martin Luther King III. Right? There was Martin Luther King III, I think it was the third, which is boy that came, you know, the King family, the Kings. You don't know, right? The King family right there. So that explains and gives us context to the Nekir, which is both found, Nekar, Nekir, both in the Hebrew, Psalm 81, verse 9, in the Hebrew, verse 10, actually, and in the Ethiopic. The Ethiopic don't have verse numbers, so, you know, that's that right there, but it has the same word, just to note that for the record, Nekir, Nekir, all right? So don't have no Zohar power in you, and don't bow down to no Nekir power, you know, no feigning God. No guys trying to be, want to be like Christ, want to be like Jah. Who is like thee? Who is like thee, O Selassie? You know?
Baruch Hashem. Cause their son has been shot down in the street and died.
Humble yourself, my little one, humble yourself.
Psalm
81.
Sing aloud unto God our strength.
Uzzenu, harninu l'Elohim uzzenu.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me, there shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. But their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat. And with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied. I have satisfied. I have satisfied. I have satisfied.
Food, shelter, and clothes. But I have a gift tongue, gift tongue, to highly, highly, highly. I'm in love in Africa.
Lord, remember David and all his afflictions, how he sware unto the Lord and vowed unto the mighty God of Jacob, surely I will not come into the tabernacle of my house, nor go up into my bed. I will not give sleep to mine eyes or slumber to mine eyelids until I find out a place for the Lord, an habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. Lo, we heard of it at Ephrata. We found it in the fields of the wood. We will go into his tabernacles. We will worship at his footstool. Arise, O Lord, into thy rest, thou and the ark of thy strength. Let thy priests be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy. For thy servant David's sake, turn not away the face of thine anointed. The Lord hath sworn in truth unto David, he will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. If thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony that I shall teach them, their children shall also sit upon thy throne forevermore. For the Lord hath chosen Zion. He hath desired it for his habitation. This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. There will I make the horn of David to bud. I have ordained a lamp for mine anointed. His enemies will I clothe with shame, but upon himself shall his crown flourish. 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 Crown
flourish. Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Hashem. Baruch. Hashem. Bless be the name, the name, the name, the name, the name, the name. Baruch Hashem, 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 Hashem,
Hashem, Hashem, Hashem, Hashem, Hashem,
the whole place is due
for... Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad.
Shalom, Chavarim, shalom. So here today's daily psalm, here in the season, Psalm 132, some of the Hebrew ABCs, Aleph, Beit, Gimel, the A, the Abba Ga, right here, the first three verses of today's daily psalm, Shema'a Yisrael. Right here. Get an intro right here and a basic build. Today's daily psalm.
Psalm 132, a song of degrees. Lord, remember David and all his afflictions, how he swore to the Lord, vowed to the mighty God of Jacob. Surely, temple of my house. Psalm 132, a song of degrees. Lord, remember David and all his afflictions, how he swore to the Lord and vowed to the mighty God of Jacob. Surely I will not come into the tabernacle of my house. Psalm 132, a song of degrees. Lord, remember David and all his afflictions, how he swore to the Lord and vowed to the mighty God of Jacob. Surely I will not come into the tabernacle of my house, nor go up into my bed. Pause. Pause right here. The Aleph Beit Gimel of today's daily psalm is Mork of Lamed Veit, Shir HaMa'elot, Zikori Hua LeDawid, Eit Kol Enuto, Unoto, Kol Unoto, Kol All, Unoto, all his afflictions, Zikor Yahuwah LeDawid. Zekori Hoa le Dawid etakola onoto. Yahweh, remember to David. Zekor Yahoa le Dawid etakola onoto. Etakola onoto. So here we have all his affliction. Now it's interesting, we ride up with the Royal Amharic, the HSC, and even the LXX, and I study the Septuagint, actually brings this out as, remember, O Yahweh, David, and all his gentleness, Bamarinya in the Amharic, Avetu, Dawitin, Garnetu, Nemuhulu, Asib, Garnetunim. All his gentleness. Now, as we were, you know, studying this, we said, Chan, the Hebrew says, kol unoto, all his afflictions. Now, as we point out the Aleph Beit Gimel, you know, just to get a good groundation on the first, you could say the first verses, the 1, 2, 3s, the ABGs, Aleph Beit Gimel, here in the Aleph verse. That's also connected with the superscription. So superscription and the first verses together here, the Shir HaMa'elot, HaMa'alot, HaMa'elot, the songs of ascent, the songs of ascension psalms, as the pilgrims ascended that road to Zion, that road to Zion, and furthermore, the road to Yerushalayim, to celebrate the annual pilgrim feasts and festivals, the Hebrew Trinity Festival, the Shalosh Regalim. All his afflictions, kol unoto, the unoto. This may refer to David, David's strenuous and tireless efforts to make provision, the strenuous and the tireless efforts to make provision, right? The pro before vision, seeing beforehand, the provision for the building of the Heikal, of HaHeikal, of the temple, of the Beit Mikdash, the Beit HaMikdash, the house of the holy. One can refer to 1 Chronicles chapter 22, chapter 22, verse 14. Now, look, I have made every effort to supply what is needed to build the Lord's temple. I have stored up 100,000 talents of gold, 1,000,000 talents of silver, and so much bronze and iron. It cannot be weighed, as well as wood and stones. Feel free to add more. That's a free reading of 1 Chronicles 22 and 14, linking to the Kol Enuto, Muzikori, Le David, Eight Kol Enuto. Yahweh, remember, remember to David, to David, all his afflictions, Kol Enuto, all his strenuous and tireless efforts to make provisions for the building of the Heikal, of the house of the holy, the Beit Mikdash. Now, some prefer, and some even in the ancient times had revocalized, and revocalizing the text from Unoto, Hebraically from the Unoto to the Anawato, Anawato, the Anawato, 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 Anawato. The Anawato would be his humility. And thus we get the Septuagint and also the Royal Amharic of the gentleness or garnet, garnetunim mohulu asid. Remember all his gentleness from that repointing there. Same letters, right, but either pointed as unoto, the unoto, or the anawato, anawato, the anawato, anawato in Latin Hebrew, or anawato, is his humility, his humbleness, anawato. So we have this right here in the aleph, the aleph, because it's from the root ana, the word ana. Anna, the word Anna. Anna means to depress, literally or in a figurative sense, transitively or intransitively in various applications, to like abase yourself, to afflict yourself, to afflict, right? To afflict in a sense to humble yourself, the gentleness or humbling self in that sense right there. So we have within this word affliction, right? Affliction also in the sense of humility, right? Humbling, humility, garnet, garnet. Garnet in the sense, Ethiopic sense of that tameness of like, it's usually used in the sense of like a horse is a wild horse until you break it in and you tame it in that kind of a sense. You know, humble, humble thyself. Yes, I. So here moving to the second verse, how he swore. So we have the vow of David to build the Heikal, how he swore, Asher nishba'a la Yehovah, nadara la azir Ya'akov, how he swore to the Yahweh, Asher nishba'a, nishba'a la Yehovah, nadara la azir Ya'akov. Here we have the Azir Ya'akov, very, very important name. We can say even the name in the sense of an attribute. When we say Yahweh, Yahweh, he who be, who he be, is brought out even in the chants and the praises and the revelation, who he be. First verse, Zikori Yahweh, Zikori Yahweh, Zikor Yahweh. Speaking it, as it says, Ezra Nehemyahu, right, who brought in even the sabbatical studies to speak the Torah distinctively. Distinctively, Zikor, Zikor Yehovah, Zikor Yahweh, Zikori Yehovah la David, Le David, Eit Kola Enuto, Asha Nishba'a la Yehovah, Nadara la Avir Ya'akov, La Avir, the Avir, or some say Avir, Avir. In Latin Hebrew, Avir Yaakov. The Avir. Avir. Very, very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. Avir. Or Abir. The Abir. Abir is the mighty one. Often in the translation, they would translate it as the God. But there's also within the Hebraic, the Elohei. Right, the Elohei Yaakov, which is literally the Elohim or the God, the true source, the power of Jacob. But here we have the Abir, the Abir, the Abir, the mighty one. We have this also again in verse 5, and originally we have this in Genesis 49 and 24. The plan was conceived by David in 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 1, when the Yahweh, he who be who he be, had given him rest from all his enemies round about. Who be he? He be the Abir Yaakov. He be the mighty one of Jacob, had given him rest. And the victories, the salvations, the Yeshua, the Yeshuot, the salvations, the victories were attributable to Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, who, he who be who he be, who had stood by the patriarch, the righteous patriarch. So often from the Hebrew can be brought out as the mighty one or the powerful, the Abir of Yaakov. But learn to read the Hebrew sign language, the powerful one of Jacob. And so what was his vow? Nadar la Avir Yaakov, Nadar, the Nadar, Nadar. He vowed, Nadar, Nadar la Yaakov, Nadar la Avir Yaakov, la Avir Yaakov. What was the vow that he vowed? Now here we get the wording in the Gimel verse, that was the Beit verse, the second verse, how he swore to the Yahweh and vowed to the Avir Yaakov, to the mighty one, the powerful one of Jacob. If you look in the KJV, they have God in italicization for the Western Gentile perception so that one can understand when they say mighty, the mighty. Is it the might of Jacob? Is it the might? It might be a little bit difficult to understand, but in the context, to bring out a little of the Hebraic sense, this is another attribute of he who be who he be. But the vow is brought out. The vow is brought out here. In this third verse, the wording of the vow as here given is the poetical form which the psalmist, and I, puts within the mouth of David's mouth. So Hebraically speaking, when we write up this chant, this is this is like the opening of the mouth, of David, even by I and we, and riding up and rising up the chant. So the third verse, the Gimel verse, brings it out. Now, the word he said, in some versions, they might put in he said, right? But in the KJV, it says, surely I will not come into the tabernacle of my house, nor go up. Interesting here, nor aliyah, nor go up into my bed. Here in the Gimel verse, he says, I will not come into the tent, the ohel, the ohel beiti, the tent of my house, the tent which is Beiti, which is my house. He says, im e'ele. This is linked with, I will not, in that sense, go up. I will not aliyah up. Im e'ele al eres yitzu'ai. I will not go up to the bed. It's interesting, the link with the royal amhark, the minkaf, the bed that is spread, the idea of the yitzu'ai, the al eres yitzu'ai. I will not go up into the bed that is spread, the bed that is spread. So David made a vow. He swore, right? He severed himself, nishba'a, asha nishba'a, la Yehovah, nadar la dir Ya'akov, and he made a vow to the Abir, the mighty one of Jacob. And he says, if, actually in the Hebrew, it's like, if imabo, if I shall go, im abo bi ohel beiti, im e'ile al eresa yitzlai, if I go up on the couch of my bed, shall I, the sense Hebraically is that if, that's literal, but the sense of it is, shall I enter into the tent of my house? No. Shall I ascend into to the bier, B-I-E-R, the bier, the bed that's spread out, the mintas, right? You know, of my strewn bed? No. If I shall give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids, im etena shenat le'aynai, le'afa'apai tenuma. The sense of this is, shall I give sleep to aynai, to my eyes? Shall I give sleep or slumber to my eyelids, le'afa'apai? Should I give that slumber, the tenuma, like falling off to sleep? Should I give rest to my temples? Should I give rest to my temples? No, not until I find a place for the Yahweh, a dwelling place for the Abir Ya'akov, a dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob.
Hark unto the words of Jacob. These are the words of our father. Oh, Israel, let me leave, let Reuben live and never die. I will give praises to the Most High. Let me leave, let Reuben live and never die. I will give praises to the Most High.
But it's true.
David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob, my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore, evermore, evermore.
Lord, remember David and all his afflictions, how he sware unto the Lord and vowed unto the mighty God of Jacob, surely I will not come into the tabernacle of my house, nor go up into my bed. I will not give sleep to mine eyes or slumber to mine eyelids,
until I find out a place for the Lord, an habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. Lo, we heard of it at Ephrata. We found it in the fields of the wood. We will go into his tabernacle. We will worship at his footstool. Arise, O Lord, into thy rest, thou and the ark of thy strength. Let thy priests be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy. For thy servant David's sake, turn not away the face of thine anointed. The Lord hath sworn in truth unto David, he will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. If thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony that I shall teach them, their children shall also sit upon thy throne forevermore. For the Lord hath chosen Zion. He hath desired it for his habitation. This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. There will I make the horn of David to bud. I have ordained the lamp for mine anointed. His enemies will I clothe with shame, but upon himself shall his crown, blood 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 crown.
מזמור קל"ב, שיר המעלות. זכור אדוני לדוד את כל אומנותו, אשר נשבע לאדוני, נדר לאביר יעקב. אם אבוא באוהל ביתי, אם אעלה על ערש יצועי, אם אתן שנת לעיני, לעפעפי תנומה, עד אמצע מקום לאדוני, משכנות לאוויר יעקב. הנה שמענוה ואפרתה, נצנוה בשדה יער, נבואה למשכנותיו, נשתחווה לאדום רגליו. קומה אדוני למנוחתך, אתה וארון עוזיך. כהניך ילבשו צדק, וחסידיך ירננו. בעבור דוד עבדך, אל תשב בני משיחיך. נשבע אדוני לדוד, אמת לא ישוב ממנה, מפרי בטנך אשית לכיסא לה. אם ישמרו בניך בריתי ועדותי זו אלמדם, גם ביניהם עדי עד ישבו לכיסא לה. כי בחר אדוני בציון, יבח למושב לו. זאת מנוחתי עדי עד, בו אשב כי אבדתיה. צדה ברך אברך, אביוניה אסביע לחם, וכהניה אלביש ישע, וחסידיה רנן ירננו. שם אצמיח קרן לדוד, ערכתי נר למשיחי, אויביו אלביש בושת, ועליו יציץ נזרו.
He left up the light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, New Arabic, Tamarians, learn them languages there, learn the Hamaric language. You see?
Can you see? See the English language?
See the English language?
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Sirach. Sirach. The prologue. King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another and other tongue have not the same force in them. Sirach, the prologue.
Slash,
Warashata.
Lamed Veit, Mizmor Kof, Lamed Beit, Lamed Beit, Lamed Beit, Lamed Beit, Shir Ha Ma'ezir, 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 Hoa Letawit, Eit Kol La'un Noto, Lamed Veit, Mizmor Kof, Lamed Beit, Shir Ha Ma'elot, Zekoria Hoa Letawit, Eit kol la'un noto, Asha nishba'a lai hova, Nadara la'avira ya'ekov, Ima bo be'o hella beiti, Ima e'ele hala eresa yisku'ai, Ima etena shenata le'aynai, Le'afa apaya tenuma, Ada emasa makom laihowa miya shikunota l'adir Yaakov. Jah's promise will be fulfilled. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamed Beit. This Mizmor is different from all the other songs of ascents in length and style. Yet the thought it contains is a suitable theme for a group of pilgrims. And its form it suggests that it was sung antiphonally, in other words, in a call and response sense. Verses 8 to 10, they reappear substantially in 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 41, at the end of Shlomo's prayer of dedication of the Hanukkah. But doubtless the chronicler borrowed from the Mizmor and not vice versa, since the passage is not included in the version of 1 Kings. The composition is probably post-exilic, and it gives voice to the disappointment aroused by the condition of the Heikal, the temple, and the nation in the age of Nehemiah. High hopes had been only partially realized. Nevertheless, despair was avoided by the conviction, particularly strengthened by a pilgrimage to Jerusalem, that the glorious promise made by Elohim, the true God, to David, would be discharged in full. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, Elohim's promise, yea and amen, will be fulfilled. First five verses contains David's vow to build a heikal, to build a temple. Shir HaMa'elot, Song of Ascents. Zekori Hoa LeDawid, Eit Kol Unoto. Lord, remember to David, remember to David, Zekori Hoa Le David, Eit Kol Unoto, all his Unoto, Eit Kol Unoto, all his affliction, Asha Nishba'a Lai Hoa, Nadara La'avir Yaakov, how he swore to Yahweh, Asher Nishba'a La'Yehova, and vowed to the Mighty One, Nadar La'Avir Yaakov, the Mighty One, the Avir Yaakov, the Mighty One of Jacob. David vowed to build the Heikal. This section, first five verses, was sung by the pilgrims as a whole. So the first five verses, the section, was sung by the pilgrims as a whole, seeing that this is a Shir HaMa'elot, HaMa'alot, a song of ascents, a song of degrees. Remember to David, Zikori, Hoa, Lit David, Eit Kola Onoto, to David, in David's favor, Eit Kol Onoto,
all his onoto, all the trials and tribulations, onoto, et kol onoto, kol all onoto, all his onoto, all the trials and difficulties he suffered in recapturing Yerushalayim, making it secure against attack, and preparing for the erection of a mikdash, a sanctuary. In 1 Chronicles chapter 22, verse 14, David is recorded as saying, "Now, behold, in my straits, my affliction, I have prepared for the Beit Yehoah, for the house, the Beit of Yehoah, how he saw Asher Nishba'ah Yehoah. How he swore, Asher Nishba'ah La Yehoah Nadar La'adir Ya'ikov." This is implied in his strong wish, his desire to erect a Hekal, a temple, 2 Samuel chapter 7. He vowed Nadar La'adir Ya'ikov. He vowed to the mighty one, the Avir Ya'iko, the mighty one of Jacob. Again, we have verse 5. This name of he who be who he be, this attribute, he is the mighty one of Ya'iko. Originally, we have this in Genesis, first book of Moshe, Genesis 49 and 24. This name, this attribute brought out of he who be who he be. Who he be? He who be who he be the Avir Ya'ikov. He be the mighty one, the Avir of Ya'ikov, of Jacob. The plan was conceived by David when Jehovah had given him rest from all his enemies round about, 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 1. And the victories were attributable to Ha'Elohim, the true good, the true God, who had stood by the patriarch, by the righteous patriarch. Now, with verse 3, we have the wording of the nadar or the nadir, the vow. We have the wording of the vow as here given in the poetical form, which the psalmist puts into David's mouth, the opening of the mouth and the vow, the wording of the vow. He says, "Surely I will not come into the tent of my house, nor go up into the bed that is spread for me, nor go up into the bed that is spread for I. Imavo be'ohela beiti. Imavo be'ohela beiti. Ima'ele ala eres yitzu'ai. The tent of my house, the Ohel Beiti. He says, "Surely I will not come. Im Avo, be Ohel Beiti, Ohel, the tent, Beiti, of my house, the tent which is my house." That is to say, the tent which is my house. Tent, the Ohel. Ohel here is employed poetically for building right here. So the words of the vow in verses 3 and verses 4. Im avo be'ohel beiti, im e'ele ala eresa yitzlai, im etena shinata le'aynai, le'afa apai, tenuma. I will not give sleep to mine eyes. Im eten Shinata le ainai, giving sleep to ainai, to my eyes, nor slumber to mine eyelids. Le afa apai tenuma, until I find a place for the Yahweh, he who be who he be, a dwelling place for the mighty one, for the Avir Ya'ikov, the mighty one of Jacob, a place for the Yahweh. How is this explained, Chabarim? How is this explained? A place for he who be who he be. Well, he prepared a place for the ark of Elohim, of Ha-Elohim. This is explaining as he prepared a place in 1 Chronicles 15:1, a dwelling place. Now the Hebrew, as we get into the Hebrew, is plural. Now we have a point of reference for Psalm 43:3 in this aspect. So here, bring it to verse 5. All words part of the vow. Some say here poetically expressed. It says, Ada emzah, ad emzah makom layhoa, miya shikanota la'avir ya'ikol, until I find a place for the Yahweh, a dwelling place for the mighty one of Ya'ikol. Ada emzah makom layhoa, mishikanot la'avir ya'ikol, 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 ya'ikol. So this first five verses, the opening of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamed Beit, Psalm 132, Psalm CXXXII, David's vow to build a Heikal, David's vow to build a temple. Verses 6 to 7, we have the transportation of Ha-Aron, of the Tabot, the transportation of the Ark. Hine Shema Enaha Di Ephrata Ni Sanuha Bi Sede Yaar Lo Hine. Look, see, here it is. Hine. We have heard of it. We have heard of her as being in Ephrat. We found it. We found her in the field of the wood. Hine Shema Enaha Be Ephratah Mi Anuha Bi Sede Ya'ar, sung by part of the pilgrims. The poet Enaini expresses the joy of Ha'am, of the people, of Jah people, when David conveyed the recaptured Aaron, the recaptured Tabot to Yerushalayim. He says, we heard of it, Shema Enuha. It's like a Shema Enuha, Hine Shema Enuha, Be Ephrataha, Mez Anuha, Be Sedeya Ya'ar. Hine, behold, look, see, here it is, Hine. Shema Enuha. We heard of Ha. We heard of it. We heard of her. Hine Shema Enuha De Ephrata Mis Anuha. We found her. We found it. We found her. Mis Anuha Bisidei Ya'ar, we found her in the field of the wood. We heard of it. We heard of her. Shema Enuha, the ark, specifically mentioned in verse 8. Bi Ephratah, usually a name for Bethlehem, Bethlehem. In Genesis, first book of Moshe, Genesis 35:19, it means a fruitful land. Ephratah, a fruitful land, and may have been applied also to other areas in the sense of fruitfulness, fruitful land. Modern commentators hold that it is here used of the district in which Kiryat Ye'arim was located, and where the Ark, Ha'aron, the Tabot, was deposited for 20 years. The Ark was deposited here in Kiryat Ye'arim for 20 years in 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 1. Says, the field, we found it. Mis'anuha. We found Ha. B-Sedeh-Yahar. We found her, B-Sedeh-Yahar. We found her in the field of the wood. Some bring out rather the district of Yahar. B-Sedeh-Yahar, Yahar. The field of the wood, the neighborhood of Kiryat Yaarim, Yaarim, or Kiryat, 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 as it's in the English, Kiryat, Yaarim, Kiryat Yaarim. Literally, the city of woods of Yaarim, the city of Yaar, Yaarim, the city of woods. Let us go into the dwelling place. Make I and I worship at his footstool. Navoah, Navoah, Naboah. Le nishikonotayo, nishitachewe, nishitachewe, nishitachewe. Let us worship nishitachewe. Lahadom, lahadom raglayo. Worship at his footstool. Lahadom, lahadom, lahadom raglayo. The place of Raglayo, the place of his feet. Let us go. Navoah, Navoah. Let us go into his dwelling place. Le Mishikonotayo, Mishikonotayo. Into his dwelling places. Eventually the Ark, Ha'aron, the Tabot, was brought to Yerushalayim and housed in a temporary Mikdash sanctuary. The verse conveys the eagerness of Ha'am, the people at the time, to visit it. May I and I go into his dwelling place. Navoah le mishikonotayo, nishitachewe lahadom raglayo. Let us worship. May I and I worship at the place of his foot, his footstool. Dwelling place here, the Hebrew's plural of a Mishkan, Mishikonot, Mishikonot, Le Mishikonotayo, his dwelling places, as we have in verse 5. His footstool, also see Psalm 99, round about verse 5, verse 4, verse 5. Let us worship. Nishitachewe, 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 Lahadom Raglayo. Now, this here concludes this section, the second section, concerning the transportation of the Ark, Ha'aron, the Tabot. Verses 8 to 10 is the prayers in connection with the Mikdash, the prayers in connection with the Mikdash, the prayers in connection with the sanctuary, the holy place. Response. This is said to be a response by another part of the pilgrims, voicing the prayers which were offered by David's subjects, even the greater David, the greater son, subjects on that occasion. So here bring us to verse 8, the section verse 8, verse 8 to verse 10, section of prayers in connection with the Mikdash, with the Mekdash, with the sanctuary. Uma Yehovah, Uma Yehovah, li menuchateka. Arise, Uma Yehovah, arise, Jehovah, to thy resting place. Li menuchateka, li menuchateka, li menuchateka, to the place of the eyes, menuchat, menuchat. Menuchate ka, the place, the resting place, the eyes, resting place. Ata, ata, the eye, the eye, the eye and none other. Ata, ata, wa aron, wa aron, uzeka, uzeka, the eye and the aron and the ark. Wa aron, uzeka, and the ark of uzeka, of the eyes uz, the eyes uz, uze, uzeka, uz, strength, uzeka, the eyes, male, strength. Arise, kumai, wa li menuchateka, Hata wa harono uzeka. In Numbers chapter 10, verse 35, we have this phrase, arise, O Lord, arise, Kuma Yahuwah, arise. Numbers, this is the watchword, watchword, watchword. When the ark was setting forward, this is the watchword, watchword. Numbers chapter 10, verse 35. In Numbers, the fourth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Numbers chapter 10, 35. Kuma, Kuma Yahuwah, Kuma Yahuwah, Kuma Yahuwah, rise. Li Menuchateka, thy resting place. Some say it's the abode of the Shekinah. We say it's the abode of the Shekinah. They say Shekinah. We say Shekinah. 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 The dwelling of he who be. They say it's the dwelling of she. We say it's the dwelling of he who be. Who he be. It is his Mishkan, his dwelling place, where we have the Aron Uzeka. Uzeka, the Ark of the I Male Strength, also connected with Psalm LXXVIII. Psalm 78, round about verse 60, verse 61. The Ark, the Aron, in the Hebrew, Aron, the Ethiopic, Royal Ark, the Tabot. Ha'aron, the ark, which was carried by HaKohanim, the priest, on the field of battle, on the field of battle. It symbolized the might of HaElohim, the true good, the true God, assuring victory, assuring salvation. Verse 9, bringing us here to the 8th verse, to the 9th verse. Kohaneka, 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 thy priest, the high priest. Kohaneka, Yi Libishu Tzedek, Yi Libishu, Yi Libishu Tzedek, may the high priest, Kohaneka, be clothed with righteousness, Yi Libishu Tzedek, and let and make thy saints shout for joy, let thy saints shout for joy. Wa chatzedeka yiranenu, yiranenu, yiranenu. Let the eyes chased chatzedeka, wa chatzedeka yiranenu. Make the chased, the chasedin, the saints set apart ones, yiranenu, yiranenu. Shout for joy. So what we have here is the priest, the I priest, he who be who he be, speaking to the I, Kohaneka, Yi Libishu Tzedek. Kohaneka Tzedek. Priest, righteousness. May they who officiate in Ha Elohim service not only be clothed in the holy, the Isla, the set apart vestments, but also be endued with the moral virtues which render their ministrations acceptable to him, to he who be who he be, and thy saints, wa chesedeka, chesedeka, the eyes, chesedim, speaking of the chesedim. See more on this in Psalm 4, around about verse 4, verse 3, verse 4. The Israelites, who are the Hasidim? The Israelites, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of the man who sees the true good, the true God, when deserving of HaElohim's Chesed, when deserving of the true good, the true God's Chesed, his love, his mercy, his loving kindness. It's bringing us here to the Yod verse, the 10th verse, where it reads, ba ebur, ba ebur David avdeka, ba ebur David avdeka, for thy servant David's sake, turn not away the face of thine anointed, al tasheva bnei mishcheka, turn not away the face, the perception, of thine anointed. Allah tashev b'nei mishacheka. The psalmist, and I and I, projects the aspirations of himself, of I and I self, and I and I contemporaries into the supplication uttered by David's subjects. May Ha'elohim, may Jah be ever favorably inclined toward the anointed king, even the king Messiah, who belonged to the Davidic dynasty. Such was the import of the original tefillah, the original salot, the original prayer. But now it meant, may Ha'elohim, may Jah restore the monarchy. Now it means, and it meant, may Jah, may Egziah be heard, sustaining the good, the generous Ab, restore the monarchy of the Beit David, of the house of David.
Lion of Judah shall break every chain.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd, one shepherd, one shepherd, one shepherd, one shepherd.
The Ark of Covenant is supposedly somewhere in Ethiopia. That's why we went into Somalia, because Ethiopia is next door to Somalia. For all you folks who don't know this, who don't know this, who don't know this.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, in exalted power to the lion, 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 in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself, himself, himself.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, Inslasia.
To whom praise is due forever.
I shall never fret.
Them mostly things that them can't stop me from sin.
Cause I saw the light, no more in darkness. Bless them, put me in the light. Yeah.
One man me fear, I the Messiah. Me a boy, I believe in a prayer. Me step on the battlefield. Don't no steal all when set a fire. All when me numb, no food, no water. The love me never yet shatter. Me a thought it's real, the pain me a feel. Them a kill with some vendetta. Tell dirty mind, bad mind fi fence with. Them coulda never live fi bent with. Cause to Jah give the praise fi essence of the so. We basket no empty. Enough time, them try fi tempt me. Must it to me a lead by far and them see. Them team up and a sign and a tie stop me time from. Me make me empty, but a one man, me fear of the father. Me a boy, I believe in a prayer. Me step on the battlefield, without no steel, all when set a fire. All when me numb, no food, no water. The love me never yet shatter. Me a thought it's real, the pain me a feel, them a kill with some vendetta.
Say what you want, say, do what you feel. Me no best friend, so we coulda never deal. Real, when me try stop the meal. Seems like you a send me to the battlefield. Press what you want, press, are you a steal? Run what you want, run, are you a wheel? Then straight up, then I coulda what you feel. Man a soldier, so me coulda never kneel.
One man me fear, I the Messiah. Me a boy, I believe in a prayer. Me step on the battlefield, without no steel. All when set a fire, all when me numb, no food, no water. The love me never yet shatter. Me a thought it's real, the pain me a feel. Them a kill with some vendetta. Tell dirty mind, bad mind, fi
pocket not empty. Enough time, them type to tempt me. Must it show me a lead by far and them see. Them team up and a sign and a tie stop me time from. Me make me empty. But a one man, me fear of the father. Me a boy, I believe in a prayer. Me step on the battlefield without no shield. All when set a fire, all when me no have no food, no water. The love me never yet shatter. Me a thought is for real, the pain me a feel, them a kill with some vendetta. One man me fear, the Messiah. Me a boy, I believe in a prayer. Me step on the battlefield without no shield. All when set a fire, all when me no have no food, no water. The love me never yet shatter. Me a thought is for real, the pain me a feel, them a kill with some vendetta.
On this trip, the Emperor of Ethiopia saw more of Canada than many Canadians see who have lived here a lifetime. He met our people, and they took him to their hearts. He traveled our vast railway system and flew aboard our planes. At Expo 67, he bore gracefully the efforts of the crowds who wanted to get closer to him. What was he really like, this last remaining emperor in the world? This tiny, bearded man who pricked the conscience of the world before the League of Nations in 1936? Despite his diminutive size, I had the feeling I was talking with a giant among men. His eyes twinkle, but they pierce at the same time. You get the feeling that he knows what you're thinking before you speak. He continually pats the little dog always at his side, and you feel he must be kind. You feel that your presence must be an interruption and an imposition, but he shows only interest and goodwill. As I prepared to leave after what was, I found out later, the first personal radio interview he ever granted, he stood up and prepared to shake hands before I had a chance to get to my feet. What was he like? I'd say he was regal.
Lion of Judah shall break every chain. Let the mercy shut up.
Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and the rebel exhibit, massacre on Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Jah, Al-Selassie, Al-Selassie,
when a human being accepts I-N-I in their heart, they accept Jaholah Irid rather than I-N-I physical being. I-N-I have come into Jah world as Jah eternal light, so that all who have Jaholah Irid will never exist in darkness. I-N-I have not come to judge Jah world. I-N-I have come to only save Jah world. Though there is a judge for them that do not accept I-N-I, Jah word that I-N-I utter shall serve as their judge on Jah last day. I can only utter Jah word of commandment, for it is Jah Most High who commands I on what to say and how to speak. I know that Jah commands our eternal life. Hence, that is what I speak. Jah, Haile Selassie, Nisanet.
Word, sound, power to build a Heikal, to build the Beit HaMikdash. Before moving on to the concluding verses of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamed Beit, or the Kof Lamed Beit, Kof Lamed Beit, Psalm CXXXXII, Psalm 132, Jah's promise will be fulfilled. First five verses, just to review, the first five verses contains Dawid's vow to build. So this first, the vow to build a Heikal, vow to build a temple. Then in verses 6-7, we have the transportation of Ha'aron, the transportation of the ark. Then in verses 8-10, we have prayers, tefillah, or the selot, the prayers in connection with the Mekdes, with the holy place, the sanctuary, the Mikdash, the Mikdash. And here in the season, we have a series of psalms that are intimately connected with the sanctuary and reflecting even the Torah portion reading and feeding concerning the teruma, concerning the offerings, yidbeinu libo, of those whose hearts maketh them willing, willing hearts, the free will offerings. So first we have the vow, the vow to build. There must be that vow to build, that yay and amen, word, sound, power to build a heikal, to build the Beit HaMikdash, the Beit HaMikdash, the house of the sanctuary, the house of the holy, otherwise known as the heikal, in the Hebrew, the heikal, the temple, which contains at its epicenter the Mikdash, the sanctuary, the Mishkan. And in the psalm we have the plural, the Mishkanot, Mishkanot, the sanctuaries of Kadosh, 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 HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He. Now picking up here in verses 11 to 18, we have HaElohim's response to the tefillah, response to the prayer, response to the tzelot. So the rest of the Mizmor, Mizmor Kof Lamed Beit, the 132nd psalm, was chanted in vocal, in voice, word, sound, and power by the leader of the pilgrims, by the leader of the pilgrims here. Picking up with verse 11. Verse 11, Nishba Yehovah le David, Emet lo yashuv, mi yameina, mi mena, mi mena, mi pri bitaneka, ashita le kiselak. Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, Jehovah swore to David, swore to David in truth. Ni shibaa Yahuwah le David emet lo yashuva mimeneha. He will not turn back from it. He will not turn back from it. Mipari bitaneka, of the fruit of thy body, ashitali kiselak, of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne, ashitali kiselak. The Yahweh, he who be, who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, he swore. He swore, Nishba, Nishba, Nishba Yahuwah le David emet. He swore to David emet, the truth. He swore to David the truth, the emet, the emet. He swore to David the emet. He swore to David the truth. He swore to David the reality. We have Psalm LXXXIX. Psalm 89 and 4, round about verse 4, verse 3, verse 4. Yahuwah swore, Nishba'ai Yahuwah l'David, Amet, 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 truth. Translators translate in truth, but here without the prepositional it says Amet, not be-Amet, be-Amet, but Amet. Amet, amet, truth. He swore to David, the well-beloved. He swore to David, what is true? The truth, the reality, the amet. What is certain to be accomplished? He will not turn back from it. Lo yashuv mi amenaha, mi menah, mi pri biteneka. Ashita le kiselak, he will not turn back from it, of the fruit, mipari, mipari, abitaneka, of the fruit of thy body. Fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. Ashit l'kiselak. If thy children keep my covenant, and if my testimony that I shall teach them, their children also forever shall sit upon my throne. Im yishmeru. If they will shamar, im yishmeru, vaneka. Ima yishmaru avaneka biriti, my covenant, my brit. If thy children, vaneka, baneka, if thy sons, literally, if thy sons keep my covenant, im yishmaru vaneka biriti. We edoti azo. Elam medem, and my testimony with edoti, testimonies edoti azo elam medem, that I teach them elam medem, Talmudim, the disciples, elam medem, here in the Mizmor Kof Lamed Beit, he says, elam medem, that I will teach, give us a teaching of His Majesty, the Talmudim, the disciples. We edoti zo lamedem kam be nehem ide ad. Their children also forever ide ad kam also benehem also their children ide ad forever. Forever and ever. Yeshvu, le kise lak. Shall sit upon thy throne. Children, often the translation is brought out as children, but better, Hebraically speaking, we have sons. Since the succession to the throne is what is in mind, the sons, if thy sons, for the Yahweh hath chosen Zion, he hath desired it for his habitation. He has desired her for his habitation. Ki bahara Yahuwah b'Zion iwaha le moshav lo. He desired her for his habitation. Chosen Zion. Ki bahar Yehovah b'Zion. He has bahar chosen. For he has chosen. Ki bahar Yehovah. He who he be has chosen b'Zion. He's chosen Zion. Iwaha le moshav lo. He has desired Iwaha le moshav lo. He has desired the selection of Zion, as the divine, the avine abode. It preceded the choice of David. Again, the selection of Zion, of the Sion, as the divine, abode, preceded the choice of David, of David, as the founder of the royal, the kingly house, the royal house, even the house of the King of Kings. So we have this connection here with Mizmor, with Psalm 6, with 70, 78, Psalm 78, round about verse 68, 67, 68, verse 7, Psalm 78, verse 68. The choice of Sion, the choice of Zion. Now, when we come to verse 14, very interesting in verse 14, because verse 13, for the Yahweh have chosen Sion, ki bachari Yahuwah b'Sion, he has desired it, he desired her, iwaha limoshava lo, he's desired her for his moshav, moshav lau for he himself. From this point, from verse 14 to the end, to the fulfillment of today's daily psalm, the Mizmor Kof Lamed Beit, 132nd psalm, from this point to the end of the Mizmor, we have Jah's utterance. We have he who be, who he be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, his utterance from verses 14 to verse 18, his utterance. This, he says, this is my resting place forever, forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it, for I have desired her. Zota menuchati. Zot menuchati. Menuchati. The menuchat, resting place. Menuchati. Menuchati. My resting place. Zot. Zot. She is. She is. Menuchati. She is my resting place. Day ad. A day ad for ever and ever poor. Esheva kia ewitiha. Ki ewitiha, ki ewitiha, ki ewitiha, ewitiha. For I have desired her. I've desired it. More better, I've desired her. Verse 15. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will give her needy bread in plenty. Seda, seda, bareka evarek. Sedaha, bareka evarek. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will give her needy bread in plenty. Evayoneha Ashi Asiba 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 Lachem Asiba Asibia Asibia Lachem Asibia Lachem. I will give her bread Lachem in plenty, her needy bread. The presence of Elohim in Zion will bring material Berakot, material blessings upon Ha'am, upon the people, upon Jah people. Here is the response in verse 16 to the prayer that was uttered and brought near in verse 9. In verse 9 it says, let thy priests be clothed with righteousness and thy saints shout for joy. Kohaneka yelibshuasedek. Wa chasedeka yiranenu. Thus the prayer, the answer, the response to the prayer in verse 9, here in verse 16, where it says, her priests also will I clothe with salvation. Her priests also, v'koheneha, 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 Alevish, Alevisha, Yesha, 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 Yesha. We have Yesha, Yesha, salvation, Yesha, victory, the root of Yeshua, the word, sound, power, Yesha, salvation, victory. With Koheneha and her priest Koheneha, Alevisha Yesha. Her priests also will I clothe with salvation. Wa Chesedeha, Wa Chesedeha, and her saints, and her saints. Wa Chesedeha, Ranena Yiranenu, Ranen Yiranen, and her saints, her Hasid Chasidim. But here it says Wa Chasedeha Ranen Yiranen, and her saints, those who receive the Chesed, the mercy, the loving kindness, Jah love, Jah Chesed, Wa Chasedeha Ranen Yiranen, shall shout aloud for joy, Ranen Yiranen. This here is the response to the tefillah, to the tzelot, to the prayer of verse 9. Let thy priests be clothed with righteousness, and make thy saints shout for joy. Bringing us to verse 17. Sham, they are there. Sham, the Hebrew Sham, they are there. Sham, Atzamiach, Atzamiach, Karena Ledawid, they are there. Sham, will I make the horn, the Karen, to shoot. Atzamiach, Atzamiach, Karena Ledawid, they are Sham, will I make the horn, Karen, of Dawid to shoot, make a horn to shoot up to David, to bud, the horn to bud, to shoot up, Atzamiach, Karen the Dawid, Arakati, Anera, Lia, Meshichi, there have I ordered a lamp, Ner, ner, a lamp, a light, the ner, a lamp for mine anointed. Nera lima shechi, lima shechi, li mishechi, mishechi, for my Messiah, mishechi, for the King of Kings Christ. Arakati nera lima shechi. His enemies will I clothe with shame, but upon himself shall his crown shine. Oy vayo, alevisha boshet, we alayo, yasitz nizaro. Last two verses here. Veya, where, sham, there. Atzamiach karen ledawid, there making the horn, a horn to bud up, to shoot up. Atzamiach karen ledawid, for David, there, is there, have I, here, he who be, we be speaking, ordered a lamp, arakati ner, ordered the lamp, ordering of the lamps. Arakati nera lima shechi, for mine anointed. In Jerusalem, where? Sham, Yerushalayim, there, sham. Make a horn to shoot up, make a horn to bud up. Atzamiach karen, horn to shoot up. He will be strong and victorious. A horn to shoot up, to bud up. Le Dawid, for David, for the well-beloved. Ordering a lamp. Arakati ner. Arakati ner. To burn. A lamp. The ner. To burn perpetually. Symbolizing the dynasty. The dynasty's preservation, his enemies, oivayo, oibayo, alebish boshet. His enemies will I clothe with boshet, boshet, with shame, boshet, for bashment, with boshet. With alayo, yatsisa nizaro. But upon himself shall his crown shine, 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 shine. Clothed with shame, oibayo. Clothed with shame, oibayo. Oibayo, his enemies. Don't clothe them. They cannot be clothed with righteousness. They must be clothed with shame. Not with righteousness, as the prayer answered in verse 9 concerning the priests, concerning the eyes priests. But the enemies, the eyes enemies, clothed with shame. Alabish boshet. They will not be clothed with righteousness. They will not be clothed with salvation. They will be clothed with boshet. But upon himself, with alayo yatsitsa nizaro. David, and also each of his descendants and ascendants to the throne and upon the throne, upon the throne, upon the throne, upon the throne, his crown shall shine, 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 shine. With alayo, yasita, nizro, 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 nizro.
Celestia is our master, yeah, for the enemies are confounded. Last of all, right power overthrow.
Keep the fire burning, boy, yo, 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 really and truly, deliver. I always move too hard.
Melchizedek, the righteous king, even the king of kings, the Mal, Haile Selassie, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, 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 Hashem,
שיר המעלות זכור אדוני לדוד את כל עונותו אשר נשבע לאדוני נדר לאביר יעקב אם אבוא באוהל ביתי אם אעלה על ערש יצועי אם אתן שנת לעיני לעפעפי תנומה עד אמצע מקום לאדוני משכנות לאביר יעקב
הנה שמענוה באפרתה, נצנוה בשדה יער, נבואה למשכנותיו, נשתחווה לאדום רגליו. ומה אדוני למנוחתך, אתה וארון עוזך, כהניך ילבשו צדק, וחסידיך ירננו. בעבור דוד עבדך, אל תשב בני משיחיך. נשבע אדוני לדוד, אמת לא ישוב ממנה, מפרי בפניך אשית לכיסא לה. אם ישמרו בניך בריתי ועדותי זו אלמדם, גם ביניהם עדי עד ישבו לכיסא לה. כי בחר אדוני בציון, יבח למושב לו, זאת מנוחתי עדי עד, פה אשב כי אבדתיה. צדה ברך אברך, אביוניה אצביע לחם, וכהניה אלביש ישע, וחסידיה רנן ירננו. שם אצמיח קרן לדוד, ערכתי נר למשיחי, אויביו אלביש בושת, ועליו יציף מזרות.
Psalm 132. Lord, remember David and all his afflictions, how he sware unto the Lord and vowed unto the mighty God of Jacob. Surely I will not come into the tabernacle of my house, nor go up into my bed. I will not give sleep to mine eyes or slumber to mine eyelids, until I find out a place for the Lord and habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. Lo, we heard of it at Ephrata. We found it in the fields of the wood. We will go into his tabernacle. We will worship at his footstool. Arise, O Lord, into thy rest. Thou and the ark of thy strength. Let thy priests be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy. For thy servant David's sake, turn not away the face of thine anointed. The Lord hath sworn in truth unto David, he will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. If thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony that I shall teach them, their children shall also sit upon thy throne forevermore. For the Lord hath chosen Zion. He hath desired it for his habitation. This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. There will I make the horn of David to bud. I have ordained a lamp for mine anointed. His enemies will I clothe with shame, but upon himself shall his crown, blood 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 crown.
I'm not afraid.